What you're about to hear was recorded on March 19th, 2008, on a Greyhound bus traveling from Mobile, Alabama, to New Orleans, Louisiana. The person speaking is a resident of New Orleans.
All that used to be blue houses, man.
But yo, what happened to these people, man? Money, what the fuck? They don't
money
get
wise,
insurance,
man? It's a fucking project, I'm gonna tell you what happened. Money-wise, FEMA came in and said they were gonna give people a certain amount of money. We gonna give y'all trailers. Y'all ain't gave people shit. Look at these houses, man. You see two trailers. That's all you see is two trailers. You heard me?
Yeah, yeah.
There's about 100 apartments back there, but only two trailers.
So where are these people at now?
Texas.
They split them up, sent them all around the world.
Most of them in Texas, though.
They sent them around the world, man. Because they like, you feel me? They really don't want nobody to come back to this place, man. And this is supposed to be New Orleans East right here, you heard me?
Yeah.
New Orleans East, you feel me? But this don't look like no East. Do it look like it's populated?
No, not at all.
Do it look like somebody coming back here?
No.
Wait till y'all start seeing shit toppled over. You know, you see like all them blank spots with them little wooden poles. All the little wooden poles you see put up with like a little booth on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to be a house there. See every little wooden pole you see that ain't nothing in front of it?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be a house. It was a house there.
Damn.
Look at all the wooden poles you see. That's how I go though, man.
You can report live. This is how you see it.
Look at all that back there. They is not gonna rebuild New Orleans because they know New Orleans is the only found black state in America.
Yeah.
They is not gonna rebuild this state. Only part of this state that they wanna rebuild is St. Charles, North Claiborne, and anything uptown.
New Orleans, the first place slaves
you feel me?
Free in America, man. In New Orleans, slavery wasn't like it was everywhere else in America. Slaves had more rights in New Orleans than they did anywhere else.
That's the only reason I hate being from this place. Coming home and seeing it like it is now. This ain't shit. This shit make you want to cry.
For sure. Absolutely.
It really do. But if you really think about it, see, look. Look at the barges on top of each other over there. Do y'all see that?
Yeah.
Anybody else see that?
But then they're going to have to clean that shit one day, man.
Oh, shit.
It's a bro.
You gonna pay for America. You ain't gotta do a motherfucking
Bush
thing.
Ain't paying for shit. Like he said, I'm gonna leave office and I'm gonna give everybody
Texas,
$300.
Fuck that man, dog. Texas.
Ain't that what he said? Ain't that what Bush said? He
fought for your shit, man. Hey, whatever you get paid out for, you cut me in, dog. That's all Texas is the legal mafia, man.
Man.
You gotta do shit.
Hold on, where's that?
You gotta do shit, but give me your money.
I wanna show y'all
up.
Something. See, look, this is where my father live at. My father stayed back here by Pontchartrain Park, you hear me? By the lakefront. Once we get off this bridge, you're gonna see Franklin Street. The whole Franklin Street, that's supposed to be where all the black folks was that had money. It's toppled.
Oh yeah?
You might as well say it looked like a big ass parking lot now. Nothing but a parking lot. The whole thing, you feel me? And I'm talking about this is like a major street, a main street, you hear me? It looked like a parking lot, man. People couldn't come back and afford their homes, you feel me? They tell people, all right, I'm gonna give you $25,000 for your home, but it's gonna cost you $65 to rebuild it.
Yes,
what you gonna do? You gonna take that loss. You gonna take that $25, put it in your pocket, you heard me? You gonna take that loss.
Everybody fucking with keys, because it's a street thing.
Why you think they got so many boys out here that talk about, oh yeah, I'm from Louisiana, but I'm selling dope now. That's why they selling dope, you feel me? Because they can't come back home. They gotta do something.
It's the American way, man.
See, look over here. Remember what I was telling y'all? Look back and through there. Look at all them houses back there, man. Y'all still see water in the fucking streets.
It's true.
You feel what I'm saying? You gonna see a whole lot. All you gotta do is open your eyes and pay attention, you heard me? You gonna see a whole lot of shit that y'all think, you feel me? Everybody wanna talk about New Orleans and make it seem like it's a good place to come back to, you feel me? Ain't nothing to come back to. And I'ma keep it real, you feel me? And that's only about me being me. This ain't nothing. It ain't like it was before that shit happened. And Bush left everybody out here for a whole week, sitting on top of a bridge, looking stupid as hell. See, look, this is where I'm from right here. This is the 7 wall right here, you heard me? All back and through here. It's most of the stuff back up in here is open back up, but it's a lot of these houses up in here that you see that still look like they standing, but the inside structure ain't no inside structure. It's just outside. You feel me? Because a lot of these homes been up here for years. That's why they bought it. I wish they the bus go past the project so y'all can see how the projects look, you feel me? How many people y'all think was in there that they told they can't come home, you ain't got no home to come home to? You feel me? And then they closed down mostly, mostly every project in Louisiana right now, you heard me?
But then these people, when they're going to Texas, they want the projects too.
Man, they want you to get up out of here, you feel me? They don't want you here.
But then you go fill up the other projects then. Then they gonna fill up the other projects.
No, they ain't gonna fill up the other projects. They gonna just make what they call them new subdivisions to put your ass in. That's what they call them these days, new subdivisions.
New gang territory.
They used to have a big old store right there, dog. It ain't even there no more. You feel me? We in downtown New Orleans right now. We about to get off. And the first street we gonna hit is gonna be St. North Claiborne. So we about to get off on Canal. See, look at the project. Here got the project right here, look. Y'all thought I was playing? Look at the project. Y'all see the project all boarded up? Ain't nobody coming home. What are you coming home to? They took it from you. Go find your mama in another state. Look at this. Remember I told you the house is still standing, but it ain't nothing but a structure. Look at them houses, man.
And the dates on them too.
Man. Look at the cars out here, man. All these Katrina victim cars. You heard me? They selling a brand new damn Tahoe right
there
for
$6.99. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be arriving at the New Orleans terminal in just a few minutes. If you are continuing westbound to Baton Rouge, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Beaumont, Houston.
Hey, he got me on that thing. I'm fucking ready. I'm mad, man.
Dependent on when the driver is available, he is probably waiting on this coach.
It's Indians here.
But you will need to check.
And you'll never believe, man. Look.
Leave the coach area.
You see that spot across the street where that brick building is right there?
Thank you again.
It used to be a club, man.
Had a pleasant trip to New Orleans.
It ain't no club no more.
This audio was recorded on the way to the Security and Prosperity Partnership Summit in New Orleans, Louisiana, one in a series of talks at which the presidents of Mexico and the United States and the Prime Minister of Canada meet to discuss policies that have been described as a cross between the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Patriot Act. This summit will result in government action in all three North American countries, but what is said and decided will be kept secret, and all decisions are free from congressional and parliamentary oversight. The people of North America will have no knowledge of what is said and no opportunity to voice their opinions or make changes. CKUT is reporting live from the SPP Summit in New Orleans. Tune in to 90.3 on the FM dial this Tuesday at 5 p.m. for Off the Hour and stay informed.